This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Agat Tavach, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're going to speak about a very interesting sugya today. Not a long sugya. I only have a short amount of time. But I want to speak about the Gemara on Chaf Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara made a statement. The Gemara said on the bottom of Chaf Hei Amud Beis that Rebbe and Reb Chia, one brought up a son based on the testimony of his father to Kahuna, and one brought up a brother based on the testimony of his brother for Leviah. So the Gemara said, it must be Rebbe was the one who brought up a son based on his father to Kahuna, because we learned in a Braisa, if somebody comes and says, B'ni zev a kayin hu, this is my son and he's a kayin, he's neman to imachel him b'tshuma, he's not neman to marry him off. This is the opinion of Rebbe. So Reb Chia said, if you're going to believe him to feed him tshuma, believe him to marry him off. You're not going to believe him to marry off, don't believe him to allow him to eat tshuma. So Rebbe said, the reason I believe him to be able to eat tshuma is because it's biyadai lahachilai tshuma. The reason why the father could testify, my son is a kayin, please give him your tshuma, because the father could give him the tshuma himself. The father could give tshuma to his kid, so he's believed to say and testify he's a kayin regarding the son accepting tshuma. But he's not believed to marry him off to imuchesas because it's not biyadai to do so. That's the Gemara. The Svar of Biyadai, it would seem like, is a Svar of like a migu, some type of migu. Believe me that he's a Kohen to feed him tshuma, because I could feed him tshuma. Okay, that's the Gemara. Again, one more time, just if you just came, the Gemara said that Rebbe holds that a father is believed about his son to feed him tshuma because it's biyadai to feed him tshuma. But he's not believed to marry him off to miyuchesas because that's not biyadai. So I want to learn with you the Tosfos, Divrei Hamaschil, Harei She'amar B'ni Zev HaKohen Hu. If you have a Gemara, it's Chaf Hei Amud Beis, or you can look on the screen. So the father says, B'ni Zev, this is my son, V'Kohen Hu. That means it's Mashmah, the father is saying two things. The father is saying, number one, this person is my son, and number two, he's a Kohen. That we don't have outside knowledge that this kid is the son of the father. Says Gemara, Midenokat b'ni zev a Kohen hu, from the fact that it says this is my son and he's a Kohen, Mashmah she'ino yadu alanu imhu b'noi. That implies we don't know if it's the son or not. B'hu ba'lahoed shehu b'noi. And he's coming to testify that A, it's my son, and it's a Kohen. That he's not a Ben Grusha. Because if it's already known that it's his son, it should say, my son is a Kohen. But the fact that he says, that means he's testifying about two things. He's saying, first of all, this is my son, and he's a Kohen. Meaning, in other words, what does it mean? If he's saying that it's his son, then obviously he's a Kohen, because the person testifying is a Kohen. What he's saying is, he's not a Ben Grusha. Okay, so Tosfos is established. We don't have outside knowledge that the son is a Kohen. We only know he's a Kohen based on the father's say-so. The father is testifying on two things, that this is his son, and that he's a Kohen. V'tema. The father should be believed, according to everyone, to allow him to eat shuma and to allow him to marry miuchases. Why? Believe me, this is my son and he's a kayin, because I could have said that he's not my son and said he's allowed and then testify about him. That he's a kasher eidach ha'nema b'yisurin. So Tosfos wants to know, why don't we say, migu, believe me that the kid is a kohen, because I didn't have to tell you he's my son. Why? Right, so that's the kasher. What about migu? V'yesh loymar, Tosfos says, da'afagav de'iko migu, even though there is a migu, loy meheman, he's still not believed. He's not believed to say that the son is allowed to marry to Miuchesses, with a migu that he could have said that it's not his son, because at the end of the day, he's saying it's his son, and he's a karoiv. And since he's a karoiv, he's not believed. Why? Loi mehemen dila dvar of karoivu, because based on his own testimony, he's a karoiv. Kidamrina b'hacholeitz. Like we say in Yevamis, lidvarecha kusiata. Like in the case in Hacholeitz, where we say, according to you, you're a goy, ve'ein edus l'kusi. Ve'ein adam neman l'fsos v'noy, and a person is not believed to pass a son. So let's try to look up this Gemara that Tosfos is quoting, where Tosfos seems to be making a proving that you're not believed to say someone's kasha with a migu that you could have said they're not your son, because at the end of the day, you're saying that they're your son. So you're a puzzle, you're a karoiv to them, so you're not believed. You're not believed to testify that they're kasha to marry Miuchesses, because you just said that you're related, even though you have a migu that you could have said that you're not related. Similar to the following Gemara. It's a Gemara in Yevamis Daf Mem Zayin. Let's look at this Gemara. Ma'isa be'echad shebal lefnei Rabbi Yehuda. Somebody came before Rabbi Yehuda. Amar lo, nisgayarti beini lebein atzmi. I converted in the Bezdin. It's called the Bezdin of myself. Meaning, I converted, but it's not a good conversion. Amar lo, Rabbi Yehuda, yesh lecha edim? Do you have edim that you converted yourself? Amar lo, lav. Yesh lecha banim? Do you have sons? Amar lo, hein. You're believed to passel yourself, you're not believed to passel your children. Frakti Gemara. Rashi there says that since his children were muchzik b'kashrus, he's not neman to passel them. Frakti Gemara. Umiyam Rabbi Yehuda Abanam Loi Mehemen Vatanya Yakir Yakirenu LaAcherim Mikan Amar Rabbi Yehuda Neman Adam Loi Mer Zeb Bini Bechar Ukeshem Shneman Loi Mer Zeb Bini Bechar Kach Neman Loi Mer Bini Zeb Ben Grusha Who Bechacham Amar Einu Neman. Basically, we have Gzeres HaKosev. It's called Yakir. Yakir says that a father has special believability regarding the status of a son. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say, you're neman for yourself, but you're not neman to say that your son's conversion wasn't good? What about Yakir? Why don't we use Yakir? Says the Gemara. Get this on the screen. Amr of Nachem bar Yitzchak, Kachi Kamerlei, Lidvarecha, it got caught up. Oyved Koychavim Ata, according to you, you're a guy. Ve'ein Eidus Oyved Koychavim, and there's no Eidus to a guy. Meaning, really, there should be a believability through the Koyach of Yakir. The only thing is, you're saying that you yourself are a guy. If you're saying you yourself are a guy, you lose the believability of Yakir. So too, Tosfos in Ksubis wants to say, Tosfos' kasha is, why can't you be believed to say that your son could marry Miuchesses? Because you could have said that he's not your son, Migu. Tosfos seems to be saying, well, you're saying that he's your son. Lidvarecha, you're not believed you're not believed about him. The same way, if you say you're a guy, you're not believed to say your son's gerus is no good because you yourself are claiming that you're puzzle, and therefore you lose believability of Yakir and Yevam Estaf Mem Zayin. So too, if you say that he's my son, but believe me, he's Miuchesses, because I could have said he's not my son, you're not believed because Lidvarecha, he's your son. The same way, being a goy destroys Yakir, being a relative destroys Migu. That's what Tosfos is saying. You hear it? Listen very carefully. Tosfos bring a raya from Yevamis that just like saying that you're a goy destroys the believability of Yakir, so too saying that you're a relative destroys the believability of Migu. Now, Tosfos continues. V'afagav de Rebbe ka'amar b'samach, even though Rebbe continues and he says, Anima amina l'achila b'tshuma, Sharei biyadei la'achila b'tshuma. That I believe him to feed him tshuma because it's biyadei la'achila b'tshuma. We see afagav, alma, afagav the karevu. Why am I believed? But I'm a relative. So why could I say that he could eat tshuma? Lidvarav, neman b'migu, you're believed with the biyadei. Says Tosis Hasam Vadem Hem Ninan Le Mishum De Islay Migu. There you have a Migu Afilo Yadinon Shu Benoi. Even if we would know that it's your son, listen carefully. There, even if we would have independent knowledge that it's your son, you still have a Migu. Believe me that he's a kasher because I could feed him Chuma. Aval Hai Migu. But this migu, if we would know that it's your son, then you don't have a migu. The migu of mach being machshir you liyuchsin is, believe me, he's milcheses, I could have said he's not my son. That migu is destroyed if we know that he is your son. So we say you can't use the migu because according to what you're saying, you're not believed. You're saying you're related. Masha'in Kain, regarding Achilas Truma, even if we know he's your son, the Migu still works, even if we know he's your son, because it's Biyadai La'achilai Truma. Now this is a very fine split. Why am I Neman to feed him Truma? Because I'm a Migu, I could feed him Truma. So we see, what do you mean? But I'm saying that I'm a puzzle. No, but my Migu still exists even if we know that he's my son. Masha'in Kain, the Migu to allow him to marry Miyuchesas only exists if we don't know he's your son, so you could have said he's not your son. But once you're saying he is your son, you remove your believability because you're not Nemon anymore because you're saying he's your son. This split is not easy to hear. I don't want to focus on this part of Tosfos. I want to focus on the earlier part of Tosfos, the Raya from Yevamos. Okay, we have to think very clearly for a moment. Tosfos's answer is, just like in Yevamos, you're not believed to say your son's conversion is no good. Even though normally a father is believed about his son through the Koyach of Gzeres HaKotzav of Yakir, the reason you're not believed is because you say you're a guy and therefore you're disqualifying yourself. So too in this case, you're saying that he's your son, so even though you have the believability of Migu, you're passing yourself saying that he's related to you. Just like saying you're a goy destroys Yakir, saying he's your son destroys Amigo. So Rabbi Kiva Eger comes along and he asks the strongest kash you ever heard in your life. What in the world is in comparison to Yevamos? In Yevamos, the father wants to be believed through the kach of Yakir. Yakir is Eidos. Yakir is, a father is allowed to say testimony about his son. That is destroyed if you say that you're a guy. If I say I'm a guy, you lose the Yakir. Because Yakir is a Koyach of Eidos. And how do you have a Koyach of Eidos if you're disqualified for Eidos if you say you're a guy? But Migu is not Eidos. The reason the father wants to be believed over here is, believe me that my son can marry Miuchases, because Anan Sadi, I'm telling the truth. Of course I have a Raya, I'm telling the truth. The proof is, if I wanted to lie, I could have said he's not my son. So what do you want to tell me? What, I'm puzzled for Eidos? Because I'm saying he's my son? I don't want to be believed as an Eid, I want to be believed through Migu. Migu is not Eidos, Migu is a proof I'm telling the truth. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, here, look at this, Rabbi Kiva Eger. A day that you learn Rabbi Kiva Eger is automatically a good day. He quotes Tosfos. With a Tosfos tirtzu, the mishum hachiloi mehemen b'migu, the ledvar of karavu, k'may daminam b'hacholets, ledvar recha nachriyata, ve'in edos la'akam. Ube'onyi eini mevin, in my impoverished state, I don't get it. Dahasa midin edos banu lahaminoi. In Yevamos, we want to believe him through a koyach of edos. Midin Yakir, through the power of the Gzeres HaKotzav of Yakir, Shaper Amrinon Ledvarecha. So we say you can use Eidos, according to you, you're a guy. Aval hacha, but here, demitam migu banalamin. We want to believe him as a migu. We want to believe him through migu. Mabakachtu karev. Who cares if you're related? Atu karev enanema b'migu? Is a relative, does kirva pasel someone if they want to be believed through migu? Migu is not edus. Migu is just indication. Migu is just evidence I'm telling the truth. So why? It's very nice I'm related, but I have a proof that I'm telling the truth. Because I could have said he's not my son. That's Rabbi Kivager's Bamba of Akasha. Okay, and it says Rabbi Kivager, it's Sarach Li Ion Gadal. This is Kivager basically says, I have no answer to this. The Raya from HaKhoilets is not really comparable. Yakir being spoiled by being a guy is not... How does that show that amigo should be spoiled just because you're related? Now everybody knows that in the Olam HaYeshivos, there's a famous Chakira of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. How does amigo work? Is it Anan Sadi or is it Kaya Chataina? Means like this. Is amigo, believe me what I'm saying, and give credibility to what I'm saying because I wanted to lie. I could have said a bigger lie, a better lie. The fact I didn't, that shows what I'm saying is the truth. Or is somehow migu kaya chataina? Rabbi Chanan famously learns an idea of migu is kaya chataina. Kaya chataina means not because I could have claimed something that proves I'm telling the truth, not because I could have said a better claim that proves I'm telling the truth, but because I could have said a better claim, I will consider it as if I get the power of that other claim I could have made. So Rabbi Chanan wants to say that this Tosis proves that Migu does not work in the traditional, classic way you would have expected. The operation of Migu is not, believe me when I say A, because I could have said B. B is much better, so it must be when I say A, A is the truth. But rather, because I could have said B, I am accredited as if I did say B. But Rabbi Chanan says that's not Shayach over here. Yes, I could have fooled the Beis Din and said he's not my son, and they would have accepted the Eidos. But at the end of the day, he is your son, and you're related to him. So therefore, you can't testify about him. And Tosis is somehow proving this in the Gemara in Yevamos. You know why we don't say Migu? Let's see if we could figure out what Rabbi Chanan is saying. Do you have a Kovetz Shirim? I didn't put this page on. You have a Kovetz Shirim? Should I send it to you? Quickly? Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Could you wait a minute? Can I send it to you? Okay, I'm going to pause this. Okay, so this is the... Rabbi Chanan is trying to prove from Tosfos that the Lam, sorry, it's a very unclear copy. I made it very big, but Rabbi Chanan is trying to prove from Tosfos that the Lamdus of Migu is not an indication that you are telling the truth, but rather the way Migu works is you are empowered by a Taina, a different Taina you could have made. It says Rabbi Chanan, Vizehu Kavanas Tosfos Hanal, the Inoy Neman B'Migoy, the Ledvar of Karevu. Even though you could have said he's not my son. And if you would have said he's not your son, you would be believed as Eidos. Listen carefully. If you would have said the kid is not your son, then how would you be believed? You would testify as an Eid Echad on his viability. And you would be believed as an Eid. But you can't be You can't be empowered with an Eidos that you could have made if at the end of the day you are saying he's your son and you're a pasul eid? Listen carefully to how Migu is working. We grew up, Migu works. Believe me when I say A, I could have said B. That proves the taina I'm making is a true taina. No, that's not how Migu works. The way Migu works is, if there's a taina I could have made, we award you the power of that taina. You could have made a better taina. Whatever that taina would have got you, we attribute and accredit to you. But here's the problem. The better taina you could have made was saying the kid's not your son. You would be believed then to testify he's kosher. But that would have been eidus. But we can't accredit that to you because you're saying you're a pasul eid. You're saying he's your kid. How do we accredit you with an eidus you could have made if you're conceding you're a pasul eid? Just like in Yevamos. Let's see how Rabbi Chanan says this. You could have tricked us, and we would have believed you unlawfully. It's not shaykh to say that you have the koyach of the believability from a different taina. You don't have nemanus on that taina. You're right. If you would have said it, you would have been believed. But that believability is really, it would have been tricking us. You would have only been believed because we wouldn't have known better. But it's not something you would inherently be believed about. We would have believed you unknowingly, because we would have accepted the fact that you say he's not your son. But in reality, he's your son. Anytime there's a migu, believe me, I paid back. I could have said the shtar is forged. And if I would have said the shtar is forged, you would have believed me. What do you mean? That's not true. You would have tricked us. V'loy dami l'chom migu k'goin parua b'miga d'mezuyaf. How could you believe me? I paid, because I could have said it's forged. But if I would have said it's forged, you would have been believing me unlawfully. The hasam afim be'emes enoy mezuyav. There, even though in truth it's not forged, mikol makom ma she'anu ma'aminon loy b'tanos mezuyavu kedin. We would have rightfully believed you. If you would have said it's forged, even though it's not forged, we would have rightfully believed you. I'm not sure why that's true. But you're lying. The doimel is a eid kasher shehayid sheker. You know what that's like? Okay, it's like this. It's like a true witness that's lying. So we're entitled to believe you. We're entitled to believe you if you lie and you say it's forged, even though it's not forged. But we're not entitled to believe you and say that he's not your son. If in reality he's your son, lying is different than saying facts that are not true. Does that make sense? Lying is, you happen to be lying. And we're entitled to believe you. We're accepting you in good faith. We could accept you in good faith, even though you're lying, if you say something is forged. But not that he's not your son, because that's a matter of absolute reality. We're allowed to believe you. It's rightful believability. But a false witness, we weren't allowed to believe you, even though we didn't know you were false. Rabbi Chanan is splitting hairs. Believing a truthful witness lying is something Bezin's entitled to do. Believing a false witness, believing a pasul witness not knowing their pasul is something Bezin is not allowed to do. Even though either way, Bezin in good faith is accepting what this person is saying. So what's the raya from Hacholetz? In Hacholetz, the guy is saying, believe me that my kid is not a convert, because I could have said, I could have said What about Yakir? So the Gemara says, well, you yourself are saying you're a goy, so you lose Yakir. Sorry, this is here. This is the bottom paragraph. I'm sorry, it's so bad. There's also a migu. Meaning what Rabbi Chanan is bothered by, Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha, there, it's a matter of nemanos. So of course you don't have edus if you're a guy. So Rabbi Chanan's mechadish, there's also a migu. Shahi yachalomer beniza mamzer me'ervahu. True Yakir is for sure out the window because you say you're a guy. But why don't you believe me? This is Rabbi Chanan's chap. You know what you see from Yevamos? Why don't we believe the guy as a migu? Believe me that my son is a guy because I could have said he's a mamzer from an erva. I didn't have to tell you he's a guy. And you would have believed me. Mitam Yakir. Meaning, I could have said, I didn't have to tell you he's a guy, I could have said he's a mamzer, and you would have believed me, because I have the kayach of Yakir. The reason why we don't say the migu is good over there, is because we cannot accredit you with a ne'amonos that we were not entitled to accept. Since I don't have the kayach of Yakir, because I'm a nachri, you could have fooled us. You could have been believed mitam yakir, which is shaloi kedin, because you're a guy. What it seems like Rabbi Chanan is saying is that the way migu works is not that it's a proof that I'm telling the truth, but rather if there's a claim I could have made, we give you the power of the ne'amanos of that claim. But that's provided one thing. That's provided if you would have made that claim, we could have believed that claim rightfully. But if that claim would have only been passed because you fooled the living daylights out of us, either because you would have said, let's say in our Gemara, he's not your son, but in reality, we weren't allowed to accept that because he is your son. You want to say, well, I could have said he's not my son and then I would have been believed, mitairas eidos. But if we would have accepted that, if we would have accepted that he's not your son and we would have believed you, mitairas eidos, then we wouldn't have been entitled to believe it, because even though you would have been fooling us, nevertheless, we weren't allowed to even listen to you. So Chanan is saying, listen carefully, the way migu works is we accredit you with a taina you could have made, but if that taina that you could have made would only been passed because we would have wrongfully accepted it, not because you're lying and we would have believed a lie. No, that's okay. If it's only that you would have been lying and we would have wrongfully accepted a lie, that works. But if we would have believed Eidos that you're not entitled to make, if we would have believed Eidos that you're not eligible to make, then we can't give you Nemanos that has no Nemanos. If it's just you could have fooled us and slipped it through, then we'll give you the kayach of that claim you could have made. But if you could have slipped it through because you would have been fooling us regarding your eligibility to make that claim in the first place, then there's no such migu. So there are two chidushim here. Listen, this is very important sugya, actually. This is a shas sugya. First, Rabbi Chanan is revolutionizing migu. It's not pashut migu works this way. Pashut shana migu is anan sadi. Because I could have said a better lie, that shows that what I am saying is truthful. Rabbi Chanan is tossing that svara of migu. Rabbi Chanan learns migu is, if there's a claim I could have made, we give you the power of that claim. But says Rabbi Chanan, if that claim you could have made, You weren't eligible fundamentally to make that claim. You would have said he's not your son, and then you would have been believed through Eidus. But not only would you be lying, you weren't kosher aid, so we can't give you the kayach of that Ne'amanos. We can't give you the kayach of Ne'amanos that you inherently did not have the right to be even testifying in the first place. If it's just... If it's just you would have been lying, okay, we're entitled to believe a lie. We could even give you the kayach of a lie you could have made. But we can't give you a kayach of ne'amanos for something you were not even entitled to be speaking about, had you been telling the truth even. Okay, this is a sort of a very famous chiddush of Rebbe Elchanan that's learned out from Tosfos and Ksubos, Chaf Hei Amud Beis. Actually, I'm feeling it very clearly right now. Okay. Hatzlacha. Yeah? Does that make any sense? In other words, one more time. If it's just, let's say I come to you and I say, I paid you the debt, I could have said, the shtar is forged. Now, if I would have said the shtar is forged, I would be lying. But I would be allowed to say the shtar is forged, and you would be allowed to believe me. So I am credited with the power of, had I said the shtar was forged. But if it's just, I could have made a claim, he's not my son, and I would have been believed as an aid, but that was, you were not really entitled to believe me as an aid, because he is my son and I'm a apostle aid. So we can't give someone nemonos on a claim that he fundamentally really doesn't have Nemonis on. Yeah, makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay. That's Rabbi Chanan's Chiddush. Kol Tov, everyone. Have a great day. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.